Picture this. It's a Sunday morning in August, and somewhere right now, a materials physicist is staring at a single layer of copper oxide, one atom thick, watching it conduct electricity with zero resistance at temperatures that would have seemed impossible 5 years ago. Meanwhile, a firmware hacker is tearing apart an eGPU dock, looking for open-source drivers. A climate scientist is watching El Niño models tick past every record in the database, and 18 threads across the Hacker News community are arguing about whether RISC-V made a fundamental architectural mistake it can never walk back. That's the world we're covering today. I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Welcome to IntelliJix HN Daily for Sunday, August 16th, 2026.
And I'm Sarah Chen. If you're a regular listener, you know Sundays on HN tend to surface the slower-burning, deeper stories alongside the week's big technical debates. And this Sunday does not disappoint. We've got AI cognition research that's sparking genuine philosophical arguments, a weight loss drug that might also be protecting your brain, a beautiful piece of Unicode archaeology about characters that were never supposed to exist, and a 10-year retrospective from an indie developer that the HN community found quietly profound. There's a lot to get through today.
Quick note for anyone joining us for the first time. While everything we discuss today comes from Hacker News, we're completely independent. No affiliation with Y Combinator, no sponsorship from HN, no formal relationship of any kind. We're engineers and analysts who love what that community produces and want to bring those conversations to a broader audience. The legal version of that sentence is boring, so we'll leave it there. But the spirit of it is, we're fans, not insiders.
And on that note, if you're not reading Hacker News directly, you are genuinely missing something. The URL is news.combinator.com, and the reason to go there isn't just the articles, it's the comment threads. Today's discussion on the AI working memory piece has 433 comments as of this morning, and I spent 40 minutes in that thread before we started recording. Researchers, engineers, cognitive scientists, skeptics, all in one place, going deep. We'll give you the highlights, but the source is irreplaceable.
So let's preview what we're covering. The single biggest story by score this morning is Qwen 3.8's 27 billion parameter model dropping on Hugging Face, 1,387 points and nearly 800 comments. The open source model race is moving at a pace that keeps catching people off guard, and we'll dig into what this release actually means for the competitive landscape. Alongside that, we've got Anthropic's new research on multi-agent system patterns, a provocative experiment asking what happens when you train an LLM exclusively on fifth-grade level material, and the working memory comparison piece that's lighting up the comment section.
On the science and health front, two stories with real clinical weight. Semaglutide, the drug you know as Ozempic or Wegovy, now linked to significantly lower predicted dementia risk, and new cardiology data showing that abdominal fat is a better predictor of heart disease than BMI. Plus, that superconducting monolayer cuprate result published in Nature, which is a legitimately exciting material science finding.
We'll cover the RISC-V architecture critique, which is a long technical essay that got 373 comments and is essentially putting the entire OpenISA project in the dock. DuckDB's async I or O deep dive, a ZSH history bug hunt that's a masterclass in debugging methodology, and the case for software engineering fundamentals in an age where everyone's using AI copilots to paper over gaps in their knowledge.
And on the more exploratory side, ghost characters in Unicode that were transcription errors that somehow became official code points, the climate news about a super El Nino building toward what forecasters are calling record territory, geologic hydrogen extracted by literally zapping rocks, moiré patterns used for maritime navigation, and a Smithsonian piece on at-home tick testing for Lyme disease.
It's a full Sunday. Let's get into it.